Welcome to Love Magic Podcast. If you want to attract your soulmate, get out of toxic relationship, or bring your relationship to the next level, this is a place for you. Every relationship starts with a relationship with yourself, and now is the time to bring magic to all your relationships. I'm your host, Sandra Hay. Let's create some love magic together. Hey, hey, beautiful. Welcome to Love Magic Podcast. Today's topic is one of my favorites and one that can transform your love life the quickest, like the fastest than any other tool that you will find out there. Yes, today we are discussing mindset, and I will be sharing with you three mindset shifts that you should be making if you want to attract that relationship that you want. These are mindset shifts that helped me the most. And now I see the more I work with women, these are the shifts that I see are making the biggest difference for them. Write them down, know them, and start making changes, especially the third one. Oh my goodness, the third one is something that I feel I'm still learning in other areas of my life, but is the most transformative thing that you can do for yourself. So before I share with you these three mindset shifts that you should be making, I want to share with you first why mindset is important and why we are emphasizing so much that these mindset shifts are the things that you should be making, or why you should be working on your mindset in order to change your love life. So first off, we all have mindset. Mindset is just a collection of all these thought patterns that we are having related to all different areas of our lives. So mindset is not something that you will learn. Mindset is not a skill. Mindset is something that you already have. The question is, are these thought patterns that you are having right now, is this mindset that you are having right now serving you and helping you to achieve goals that you want to have, or is limiting you and preventing you from having love life that you want to have, career, money, whatever it is that you want? Because mindset will affect every area of your life. So when we look at our thought patterns, we call them either limiting or empowering. And what does that mean? So for example, if you believe that all guys are the same, that is limiting pattern. You can feel shrinking in your energy when you say all guys are the same. On the other hand, if you say to yourself, my dream man is coming and it's only a matter of time when he will enter my life, you can see that that is expensive energy and that will bring abundance in your life. So what does this mean? Your thoughts are connected to your emotions, and emotions are creating vibration that is attracting everything in your life. So if you believe that all guys are the same, you will attract all of these experiences and all of the guys who will prove you that all guys are the same. On the other hand, if you believe that your soulmate is coming, you will attract experiences that will show you that your soulmate is coming. Maybe you will start recognizing signs. Maybe you will start being more receptive to compliments, more open to receive love, and you will feel that energy of your soulmate coming. So everything that you think will cause that vibration and will attract experiences in your life. On the other hand, we can see that from scientific point of view as well, there is something called reticular activating system. So that is a set of neurons that is basically filtering what you are receiving from the environment. So from all the information in your environment, you will register around 5%. And these 5% are registered based on the thoughts that you are having. So for example, if you were ever wanted to buy a new car and you were looking at, I don't know, Jeep, suddenly you start seeing Jeep everywhere on the road, right? And you haven't noticed it before, just because now you are paying more attention to it. That is your new filter. The same way, if you believe again that all guys are the same, that will be your filter, and you will attract situations, experiences, opportunities, and people who will prove this to be truth. On the other hand, if you believe that your soulmate is coming, your filter has changed and you will attract opportunities, situations, and people who will show to you that your soulmate is coming. Whatever you believe that is the truth, that is the truth. That's why they say, if you believe you can or you believe you cannot, you are right. Because whatever you think, you are right, and you will prove your mind to be right. That's why today I wanted to share with you these three mindset shifts that you can start making today in order to attract your relationship. So the reason why you don't have your relationship, you are still not vibrationally on the level to attract it. By making these mindset shifts, you will start changing your vibration and you will start attracting experiences, situations, opportunities, and people that will get dream relationship to you. Does that make sense? So let's dig deep and start talking about these three mindset shifts that will get you relationship that you want. First mindset shift is your soulmate is looking for you as much as you are looking for him. And I know for some women, I was the one. It's so hard to believe this when you are out there, when you are dating, when you are meeting all of these wrong people and you are thinking, okay, I'm doing this effort. I want, let's say, committed relationship. I want somebody to share my life with me. And I'm attracting all of these people who don't want that. And then you start questioning, do people who want the same thing as I, do they exist? Are they out there? Or maybe I should listen to society and lower my standards and not ask for too much, right? So we start doubting ourselves based on these experiences that are coming to us, based on the people that we are attracting, based on experience that we are having with dating. And we don't see that our belief that we are the one who is doing all the effort, we are the one who wants this and nobody else wants, for example, committed relationship, and that is what is blocking that relationship to come to you. So when you start believing that your soulmate is looking for you as much as you are looking for him, then you have a drive to show up. Then you have drive to go out there, to meet people, because the more you do, then you will see, okay, if I show up, the sooner he will find me. If I'm hiding in the house, there is no way that he will find me. If I'm out there, if I'm meeting people, if I'm on online dating app, he has greater chance of finding me. So it becomes part of your job to show up for him. Now, when you are meeting all of these wrong guys, you are like, okay, never mind. I'm showing up for him. They are absolutely irrelevant. I'm doing my part, he's doing his part, and we will meet when time is right. So you see how different energy is when you start believing that your soulmate, your dream man, is looking for you as much as you are looking for him. Suddenly you know that you are not the only one in this. You know that there is somebody out there who is at this moment in time looking for you. Maybe also an online dating app, maybe meeting all of these wrong women, maybe also doubting if he will ever find his woman. So suddenly you see that you are not alone in this, that your dream man is out there and that he's coming your way. So this is mindset shift that I actually learned when I met my husband, because only when I met him, we started talking about these things and he started telling me how it was difficult for him because he was also meeting all of these wrong women and he didn't know when his right woman will show up. And I remember myself how I felt alone in this and how I was struggling with all this without thinking that actually there is a guy out there who is also looking for me, like exactly woman like me. So this is the first shift that can change everything for you. Just start believing that your soulmate is looking for you as much as you are looking for him. Things will become so much easier. Dating will not be frustrating anymore. It will be just a tool that will help you to get to him easier. Everything will start getting easier because you will know that you are not alone in this. Second mindset shift that I invite you to make is to start believing that you are worthy of love that you desire. And why this in particular? This really came as a result of me working with so many women and realizing that mainly underneath all of these stories and frustration and all of these emotions that are going on out there, women do not believe that they are worthy of what they want, not only in their love life, but also in other areas of their life. And you know, when I work with them and when I start telling them, it's okay that you desire, it's okay that you want this much. What you are asking for is not too much. It's your desire and you should go for it. It's almost like giving them permission to live the life that they want to live. So right now, I want to give you permission to ask for a relationship that you want and to ask for a man that you want. Because if you want this type of relationship, if you want to feel like this next to your man, this is exactly what you should be looking for, because that is opportunity for you to learn, to grow, and to experience what you want in your life. And I know that this stems a lot from society belief that we should lower our standards, that we are asking too much, that is the reason that we are single. But I just want to invite you that there is a reason that you have this desire. This desire was placed in your heart for a reason. Not all all women want the same thing. Not all men want the same thing, but I want this, you want that, your men want the same thing as you are. That is the beauty of the thing. So you staying committed to your desire, you giving yourself permission to want it and to go for it and believing that you are worthy of it will create a life that you want to live. Just imagine now if you would lower your standards and start relationship with the guy just because they told you to lower your standards. So now you settle down. That will lead you to this relationship that you want to have. And there are so many unhappy relationships out there. So in order for you to get what you want in your life is really to stay true to your desires, because your desires are your path to the life that you want to live. So stay true to them and start believing that you are worthy. The moment that you start believing that you are worthy of this desire, again, your mindset is changing. This filter in your brain is changing and you start recognizing different opportunities, different people, different situations in your life that will get you to that desire. The truth is, you can be, do, and have anything that you want, and now is the time that you start believing that. And finally, third mindset shift that will change everything for you, like if you implement it in your love life, in your career, with money, with whatever you want, is your dream relationship will come at the right moment. And we have to start believing in that divine timing and that things are happening exactly the way they should and when they should. Because when you desire something, that desire was placed in your heart, and that is your higher soul telling you, you know what, this desire and you accomplishing this and getting this is your opportunity to learn, to grow, and to evolve. But sometimes before we get to that desire, before we get to that situation that we ultimately want, there are some lessons that we need to learn so that we are ready for our dream relationship. So maybe you need to meet a guy who will teach you that you don't want to sleep with someone on the first date, that you don't want one night stand, that what you are looking for is committed relationship. So all of these guys that in your mind are wrong and the ones that you don't want have lesson for you, and they are coming in your life for you to learn something. So from one of them you will learn that you don't want to sleep with a guy on a first date. From other guy you will learn that you want to be treated with respect. From third guy you might learn that you want somebody who is funny and not somebody who is boring. Like all of them in your life have their function, and from each and every one of them you are learning something. So when you learn these lessons, when you are ready for your relationship, that is when your relationship will appear. So once we start making this mindset shift, then we are not approaching things with like, oh my goodness, why this is happening to me? Will I ever get to my relationship? We are approaching things with curiosity. When you meet someone, you are curious, what is it here for me? Should I learn something here? What is the opportunity for me to learn, to grow, to evolve, and to get to life that I want to live? Because guess what? When you get into your relationship, your problems are not solved. You know, there will be new opportunities for growth and for learning and for evolution. When you are single, you are growing in one way. When you get in relationship, you are growing in another way. So everywhere there is a chance for you to grow, to learn, and to evolve. So ask yourself, what is it that I can take right now from these situations where I am? What are my lessons? What are my opportunities? And you are approaching that every guy, every date, every situation with curiosity, with that joy of exploration. What is it here for me? So you ask yourself, what did I learn from this? What is the lesson for me? In which way I can grow now? And when you get all of these lessons, then you get in relationship with your soulmate, and then it's time for new lessons and for new growth and for new opportunities for evolution. And why I'm saying this, so for example, a relationship won't solve anything for you. So if somebody is lonely now and they feel deeply lonely, they will attract relationship in which they will feel even more lonely, because maybe they will attract partner who will be traveling all the time, who will be busy with work, and now they will be in relationship, but also they will be lonely. So a relationship will not solve anything. It will not solve any of your problems. It will just be another opportunity for growth and for learning. So for you to learn from these situations where you are single to situations where you have your relationship is to embrace this moment, embrace all the lessons, embrace all the opportunities to learn. And then when time comes, the right time, the divine timing, you will get that dream relationship. And then you will have new lessons and new opportunities to learn. So that is the whole purpose. So three mindset shifts that I would really like you to start making today is that your soulmate is looking for you as much as you are looking for him, that you are worthy of love that you desire, and that your dream relationship will come at the right moment. If you would start making these three shifts, your love life would change, your experience with dating will change, your vibration will change, and you will attract your soulmate sooner than you think. That's it for today, beautiful. Thank you so much for tuning in this amazing episode, which I know that will help you transform your love life if you would implement these three mindset shifts. I know that they helped me, they helped my clients, and now is your time. If you have any questions, you can always find me on social media, mainly on Instagram or TikTok. So send me a message. Let's chat about this. Let's see how you can attract your dream man and get that relationship that you want. If you got any value from this episode, it would mean a world to me if you would leave a review. Just write down what are your takeaways, what is the value that you took from today's episode, because that helps me a lot with this podcast and helps me get going and make even more episodes for you. And if you want to learn what is the number one thing that is holding you back from finding your dream man, check out my love magnet quiz. It will take you like 60 seconds to uncover what is that number one thing. And with that awareness, you can start working on that area and you can go ahead to attract your dream man. Thank you once more for listening in. And until next week, stay magical.